hindsight, the good thing was we didn't actually fly out to a massive lead. We were still sort of in a game. I think it was 4-1 at half time, which makes the next score after half time very, very important. They score it and they're back in the game and they're chasing and they're really in the mix. Whereas we managed to get it, and it I wouldn't say it killed the game off, but it certainly sort of maybe demotivated them a little bit, and it sort of buoys our players that bit as well, and it helps us get a bit more go forward, a bit more belief. And we played. There was a couple of elements there where we went a little bit off script and started sort of not really doing what we talked about, but we rallied and we refocused, which was good. The games outside of that, as you say, it's not easy. Even when we finished, we came off and everyone's sort of the managers and the people around the ground are on their phones and chasing Twitter and BBC and all the rest of it, trying to see what's going on. And it's only maybe 15 minutes later when you actually get the full script, I suppose, and the full sort of lay of the land, where you actually work out that, yep, we're good. Go and congratulate each other and maybe have a brown lemonade or two.
And the town really turned out, big crowd today. That's what you needed. And it bodes well for the future. The club, the town want to be there, want to be at this level. And it's a good ending to the season.
Oh, it's a brilliant ending to the season. I mean, I don't know how many people were here. It could have been 600 or 800 people, to be perfectly honest. It's not just for the town. This is Sussex Rugby. Sussex Rugby isn't going through the greatest period at the moment. Ourselves and Brighton managed to avoid relegation late on in the season. Chichester unfortunately didn't. So it was important for Sussex for us to stay here. But I do know that the county are taking the county team seriously now. With Ross Chisholm and Charlie Matthews and James Chisholm being involved in the running of the squad, which is excellent. Having those sort of Sussex guys and current Quins players, leading the next generation, as it were. It's really important, but it's important that Sussex has a national two rugby team. So we're really, really pleased that we're able to follow that up and give the guys a chance and hold on and keep Sussex in national rugby.
And finally, quickly, what about next season? Because I know, to be fair, you had a former international as a coach. Now you've got three teachers. You're hardworking. You're sort of semi-professionals, if you like. It's a very different setup at the club. Are there lessons to learn, or is this the level you're going to be playing out? And it's going to be hard like this for season after season, unless a sugar daddy comes in and throws money at you.
Wow, yeah. I mean, you look at the guys that have thrown the big money at it: Eltamians, Chinna. And one of those guys isn't going up this year. There just wasn't enough. They threw a lot of money at it, but it didn't quite work out for both of those sides. We know what we do. We're building. We've got our plan. We've got our plan that we're working towards across a number of seasons, and we're going to keep building, getting younger guys up through the club, bringing in the occasional player, and we're going to do our very, very best come next season to build on this season. And it's going to be, we're excited. This hopefully was the toughest season. I mean, we've got a lot to do. We'll start again at the start of July. We've got our review meeting sort of next week as a coaching and management group. So it doesn't, as you say, it doesn't really ever stop. But we're going to look to build upon the excellent work that this group of players did this year. And it just cannot be underestimated how hard these guys have worked. And as you say, the coaches are sort of part-time coaches, if you like. We coach and then we have day jobs. All these players are putting in the shift Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 and beyond, and still find the time to do the conditioning, do the training, come to the club, do the video analysis. These guys work hard, and they don't always get that doesn't always come across to people who just come up on a Saturday and watch.